If you or someone you know has talked or thought about suicide, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or use the online Lifeline Crisis Chat, both available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The United States is continuing to see an increase in suicide numbers, and many times we don't think of older adults as being a part of that picture. But a six-month investigation looking into suicide rates in long-term care facilities, places like nursing homes or assisted living centers, suggests that we need to be paying closer attention to the older population. Jonelle Alicia is a senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, and Melissa Bailey is a correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Both cover aging and end-of-life issues. Jonelle, Melissa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Well, Jonelle, let's start with you. We've heard and talked about the number of suicides that occur on the U.S. in the show before, but we don't usually think about that senior population. From your reporting, how common is this, and why don't we hear so much about it?
You're right. Most people don't think about suicides in the senior population, especially the long-term care population. Statistics actually show that suicides are particularly common in men who are older than 65, particularly white men. But our research found a couple of things that nobody really tracks suicides that occur in long-term care. And previous research has shown that the rate of suicide is about the same in the community as in long-term care, even though many families put their loved ones in, seek long-term care because they want that extra supervision and care. So from data from researchers at the University of Michigan, which we extrapolated to the entire U.S., it suggests that hundreds of suicides by older people are related to long-term care each year. Suicides of people actually in these facilities or people transitioning to the facilities or caregivers of those folks.
And Melissa, you looked at a few cases here in the state of Wisconsin, which I understand is one of the few states that actually tracks these issues. What can you share with us about what's going on here in Wisconsin?
So yes, Wisconsin is one of the few states that actually requires these incident reports and will tell you how many suicides are occurring in long-term care. So I requested these records from 2012 to 2017, and we found 13 official reports of suicides in Wisconsin nursing homes or assisted living. So that's only a couple per year that are reported, although it's not clear how many other cases get missed. And so these are people, you know, this is people who are dying. The common methods might be like a hanging or a suffocation or exiting through a window. And we were able to reach one family in Waukesha that lost their father to suicide in late 2017. And they were just devastated by his death and really surprised by it.
And can you, Melissa, tell us a little more about their story that they were willing to share with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So the man was named Larry Anders. He was a lifelong machinist and an Army veteran. He lived in the suburbs of Milwaukee. And he was a low-key guy, never complained, liked to garden and watch TV, like Wheel of Fortune with his wife. But at the end of 2017, he was 77 years old, and he was going through a really difficult time. So his wife of 51 years, Lorna, passed away, and then very shortly after that, he discovered he had stage 4 throat cancer, which is a really grim diagnosis. And so Larry Anders, he initially said, you know, I don't want to go through all this chemotherapy, all this treatment, but then he kind of agreed to give it a try. And he ended up at a nursing home in Burlington, which was about 40 minutes away from his home. And when he got there, his children were so concerned about the quality of care that they were just camping out day and night watching over him. He was having anxiety and insomnia and just really not adjusting well. And he ended up, he didn't last there more than a week. So one morning, his son was sleeping, you know, in the chair next to his bed. His son left for work. And very shortly after that, Larry Anders took his own life in his room in the nursing home.
Now, Janelle, that tragedy for that Wisconsin family, it fits some common themes. A transition, as Melissa was saying, health problems, maybe the loss of a loved one. These are things that people going into some kind of a senior facility might well be dealing with on a pretty regular basis. Are there systems in place or prevention efforts focusing on people in that kind of situation?
We found there are some programs that are pretty rare that actually address suicide in these settings. The experts that we talked to all emphasized to us that there is so much more that can be done. Even though there are requirements to monitor and screen seniors for suicidal thoughts and behaviors, often those don't get translated into direct care in the centers themselves. We spoke to one psychologist out in Wenatchee, Washington, who has started a pilot project to train providers in nursing homes and assisted living centers for the signs to watch for to help prevent suicides in these settings. And she also wants to make it more possible for the residents to mentor each other because they often know of the issues when staff don't. But it was pretty hard to find providers or experts who were actively intervening in this way.
And Melissa, as we mentioned, Wisconsin is one of the few states that requires these kind of incidents be reported. Did you get a sense that that was focusing more attention on it? It was maybe rallying prevention efforts in Wisconsin that might not be present in other states?
We did not identify particular interventions in Wisconsin that we didn't see in other states. I mean, I certainly didn't, do a comprehensive look in Wisconsin by itself, but in many states, this issue is happening, and it seems like when you look at who's getting funded for research into elderly suicide, there really isn't many resources devoted to this issue.
And Janelle, did that surprise you as you and Melissa did this reporting that this was so in many ways under the radar?
Yeah, it really did surprise us. One of the really surprising things was we took a look at funding for suicide prevention, and there were so many more resources devoted to suicide in young people, suicide in middle-aged people, because those are certainly an issue that we've heard a lot about. But we were surprised to see that prevention efforts in this population were pretty neglected.
And Janelle, in our last minute or so, you write in the piece that this is a problem that we're going to have to watch for most as our population ages, as more and more baby boomers hit ages where they move into these facilities. Are we ready for this?
Boy, it doesn't appear that we are. Our research showed us that by 2030, all baby boomers will be older than 65, and one in five U.S. residents will be of retirement age. And, the baby boom generation, surprisingly, has had higher rates of suicide at every stage along the way. And so experts are saying we're really kind of bracing ourselves to see these issues that may be showing up in middle-aged folks and early elders, that they're thinking that a rise in suicide is going to continue as we go forward. And so it's an important issue to watch.
Janelle, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Melissa, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Been talking to Melissa Bailey and Janelle Alicia, correspondents for Kaiser Health News. They're both reporting on aging and end-of-life issues. They join us to talk about their piece. You can read it at Kaiser Health News. It's called Lethal Plans When Seniors Turn to Suicide in Long-Term Care. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, again, is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255.